1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in your Bible. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We're going to look at verse 18. We will turn to some other scriptures, but don't get lost if we turn and you can't find it. Just I'll read them so you can follow along. But verse 18 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Here at the end of 1 Thessalonians, as Paul is wrapping up his letters, he gives these one-sentence exhortations. He's not expanding on them. He's just throwing them out there. For example, verse 16, rejoice evermore. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. He's giving instruction to these people just briefly. And he says in verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Well, let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord God, for the good time that we can have in the house of God. And thank you, Lord God, for the meal that we've enjoyed, for the services that have already taken place in your house today. And I just pray that you would now attend unto us in a special way and help as we look into your word. Help us, Lord God, see this matter of thankfulness, perhaps if not in a new light, to be stirred up by way of remembrance of something we may already know. Just remind us, Lord God, of the need for thankfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you paid attention to much of my preaching, if you paid attention to the titles of my preaching, when I've gotten the opportunity to preach on Sunday nights, you might be able to guess the title of this message and the direction we're going with it. I've talked about why you don't like church, and we've kind of diagnosed that a little bit. I've talked about why you don't forgive, and we've kind of diagnosed that a little bit. So I think you can probably figure out tonight, this afternoon, the title of the message, if you're taking notes, is why you're not thankful. Why you're not thankful. You say, well, I am thankful. Well, then you can write down the alternate title, why you're not thankful enough. We set aside here in America, and I think they do in Canada and other countries do as well, we set aside a day to be thankful, specifically to give thanks, and it's turned into a secular day. It's turned into a day to watch football. It's turned into the day before Black Friday shopping. In fact, I got I received an ad in my email a few years ago from a retailer, and they had everything on sale. They had everything on sale, and they were going to be open on Thanksgiving Day. And the ad was called the day before Black Friday sale, not Thanksgiving. But we set aside a day, and that has a long tradition. In reality, for the Christian, every day should be a day of thanksgiving, not just one day a year, not just one day a week, but every day should be a day of thanksgiving. I want to read to you this proclamation, Washington, D.C., October 3rd, 1863. You know what was going on at the time. By the President of the United States of America, a proclamation. And I'll just read parts of it. The year that is drawing toward its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. In the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity," he goes on and speaks of things that were going on, the civil war and so forth, but says that we're still blessed. And down toward the end of his proclamation, he says, "I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea, and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. And I recommend to them that while offering up the ascriptions justly due to him for such singular deliverances and blessings, they do also with humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience commend to his tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged, and fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it as soon as may be consistent with the divine purposes to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the United States to be affixed by the President Abraham Lincoln. I want you to imagine what would happen today, the outcry, the absolute anarchy that would take place today if a president issued such a proclamation in our day and age. But that was the heritage of our nation. And we've gotten so far away from that by and large. And then as believers, I notice, you know, we're not like the world. We know who we're thankful to. We're thankful to God. When I was, it was so different. I spent one year of my years in school. I spent 1 year in a Christian school in the first grade. And it was so clear we were thankful to God. Thankful to God. We gave thanks to God. And a big deal was made around Thanksgiving about what we're thankful for. And of course, we took our hand and drew the turkey. You know how you do if you... first grade has been a long time ago for some of us. Some of us can't remember that, but that's what... we did all the crafts and everything, but it was clear we were thankful to God. And then when I was in the second grade, in public school, we were just thankful. We talked about what we were thankful for. We talked about when we were thankful, but we didn't talk about to whom we were thankful. We're different from the world. We know to whom we give thanks. But I want to diagnose why so often we're not thankful, or maybe in your case, why you're not thankful enough. First of all, I want to say this. Perhaps you're not thankful because you don't give thanks. Perhaps you're not thankful because you don't give thanks. And I mean speaking thankfulness, praising God with your mouth. And you say, well, that's backwards, Brother Vic. That's backwards. Maybe I don't give thanks because I'm not thankful. That may be true as well, but I want you to see that that's a two-way street. Perhaps you're not thankful because you don't give thanks. Here's what I find in the Bible and in my own life. When God tells you to do something in His Word, through the moving of His Spirit, through the exhortation of someone else, when God tells you to do something, even if your heart is not completely behind doing it, if you obey and do it anyway, then God changes your heart. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. If I understand that verse correctly, that means if I just obey, even if I don't want to, God will give me the want to. And if my understanding of that verse is not correct, don't correct me because it works. Just a few pages to your left, I want you to see something in Philippians. Just a page or two, three pages maybe to your left. Philippians chapter 2. Start at verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Watch verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You realize God helps you do what he wants you to do, but God also helps you want to do what he wants you to do. And that begins with first obeying. When we take the step of obedience, when we take the step of faith and say, yes, God, I will do what you want me to do, then God gives us the will to do it. Perhaps you're not thankful because you don't give thanks. You understand God wants you to give thanks, but you don't open your mouth and do it God doesn't respond by making you thankful, helping you to be thankful. There's something about obedience that produces more of the desire to obey. Whatever it is that God wants you to do. You know, when I first started tithing, I did it because God convicted me I needed to do it. After I started doing it, God convicted me that I wanted to do it. There's something about obedience that produces more of the desire to obey. There's something about giving thanks with the lips that produces more thankfulness in the heart. Turn with me to the book of Hebrews. You're just a few pages to your right. The book of Hebrews. Chapter 13. Sometimes we just don't want to give thanks. Sometimes we don't feel thankful. But Hebrews 13, verse 15 says this. By Him, and Him is Jesus Christ. By Jesus Christ. Therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. That's a sacrifice. You realize giving thanks is a sacrifice? Pastor preached this morning, you have to sacrifice your self-will. You have to sacrifice your pride. To give thanks, you have to sacrifice. And that's why sometimes we don't feel like doing it. But if we do it, we can do it as a sacrifice. I'm so glad we don't have to do the Old Testament sacrifices anymore. I'm so glad I don't have to go out into my flock every year or multiple times a year and find a sheep, 1 year old, a lamb, 1 year old, the best of my flock that year, make sure there's no blemishes on that lamb, and then haul it down to the temple, lay my hands on it and pictorially transfer my sin to that lamb and then have it slaughtered and do that year after year after year after year after year after year after year. I'm so glad I don't have to make that sacrifice. I'm so glad that every time a child is born, I didn't have to get, was it 2 turtle doves or something like that, and take them down to the temple and sacrifice them. I'm so glad that Jesus, once and for all, on the cross of Calvary, made those sacrifices and completed that sacrifice. It never has to be offered again. And all I have to do is make a sacrifice by opening my mouth and thanking Him. By Him, by Jesus, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. There's something about giving thanks with the lips. Even if it might feel like a sacrifice, it produces more thankfulness in us. You come, I've seen some of you, and I've been some of you. You had a bad morning on the way to church. Getting ready. Maybe your hair isn't doing what you want it to do. That's been every morning for me since the late 90s. But, yeah. And my makeup either. Goodness. Whatever it is, the people, you know, somebody's making you late, whatever it is, whether it's going to church or going to work, you have a bad morning. I've seen people come in, just they have that look on their face like, God, I dare you to bless me today. You know? You know what can change that? If you've ever noticed, the very first song in a church like this, the very first song is usually a song of thanksgiving and praise to God. If you'll just open your mouth and sing along and pay attention to the words and mean them from your heart when you sing them, that attitude will go away. God will bless you with thanksgiving, with a thankful heart for your giving thanks to Him. Perhaps you're not thankful because you don't give thanks. There's something about giving thanks that makes your heart more thankful. Look back at our verse here, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, the first part of the verse says, in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. Perhaps you're not thankful because you don't know what to be thankful for. Perhaps you're not thankful because you don't know what to be thankful for. Well, what's the verse say to be thankful for? In everything give thanks. And you say, well, it's easy to be thankful when things are going well. It's easy to be thankful in triumph. What about in trial? I'm going to go, it's not just being thankful in the trial, but Ephesians 5:20 says giving thanks not just in all things, but giving thanks for all things. It's easy to be thankful in the trial for something else outside of the trial. How about being thankful for the trial? Because the trying of your faith worketh patience. And patience, experience, and experience, hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. In everything, give thanks. Do you realize that the trial is for a reason? Do you realize that the trial is to make you better? Do you realize that the trial is a test? You ever been thankful for a 97% on a test?
Yes.
Or for 100% on a test? Some of you are thankful for a 62% on a test. Well, you can't be thankful unless you take the test.
That's right. That's right.
Perhaps you're not thankful because you don't know what to be thankful for. Let me remind you, I'm going to turn. You don't have to. You know the story of Job. Job, in one day, lost practically everything he had. He lost all his children. He lost all his riches. He lost all his camels, thank God. You ever smelled camels? He lost all his sheep. He lost all, he lost his health. Lost almost everything but his life and his nagging wife. I'm talking about in everything give thanks. My wife left me. Well, thank God. No. We'll cut that out of the recording. Let me remind you what Job said. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Let me remind you something David said. Now, David is on the run for his life. On the run for his life. King Saul is out to kill him. His best friend's dad. You ever felt like your best friend's dad wanted to kill you?
Yes.
His best friend's dad wanted to kill him. His king wanted to kill him. And he runs down to a Philistine city. And he's hanging around a Philistine city. And he realizes they want to kill him too. So he has to act like he's crazy. Let the spit run down on his beard and just act like he's crazy. And so they kick him out and get rid of him. The king says, we don't need any crazy people around here. Just get rid of him. And so here he is. No place to go. And in Psalm 34 verse 1, it says, a psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, the king, who drove him away, and he departed. And he says this, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Giving thanks for all things. Giving thanks in all things. Well, it's easy to give thanks in the triumphs. But perhaps you're not thankful because you don't realize what all you should be thankful for. You don't know what to be thankful for. Give thanks in the trials as well. Give thanks for the trials as well. But back to our verse here. Boy, we could have 27 points. I don't have 27 points. I knew half of you would be asleep, so I only have 4 points. But here's the next one. Verse 18. Why you're not thankful. It says, in everything give thanks. Watch this now. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Perhaps you're not thankful because you don't know about or, God forbid, don't care about the will of God. Perhaps you're not thankful because you don't know about or don't care about the will of God. When it says, boy, let me give you a Bible interpretation tool. When it says this is the will of God, that means to me this is an important thing. It's an important part of the Christian life. There aren't, in the Bible, we have commandments that thou shalt do this and thou shalt not do that. We have principles to live by. We have examples. And godly people did this and ungodly people did that. Godly people made an ungodly choice and got just. We have principles for decision making in our lives. Things that we're supposed to do, things we're not supposed to do. But there are very few things, we understand all those are the will of God, but there are very few things that the Bible comes right out and says, this is the will of God. This is the will of God. Everybody wants to know, what's the will of God for my life? Well, here's one. Be thankful. This is the will of God. That tells me it's an important part of the Christian life. If I took a poll today and I said, what are the 5 most important things in the Christian life, or what are the 10 most important things in the Christian life, if I said that before I started preaching this message, I wonder what you would have listed. I wonder how many of you would have listed being thankful. If you would have actually thought, this is an important part of the Christian life. If somebody asked me what's an important part of the Christian life, would I have said being thankful? And I've heard a sermon, maybe you've heard a sermon, how to be a 5-star Christian. How many of you ever heard of that sermon? How to be a 5-star Christian. And I agree with every point. It says, read your Bible every day. And the preacher preaches on that for a little while. That's important. Pray every day. Spend time on your knees talking to God in prayer and listening for His answer and His guidance. Attend church every time the doors are open. Boy, if they're having services at church, you're going to be there. You want to take advantage of it. Hey, you paid for it whether you're there or not. Be there. Give and tithe and give to missions. And number 5, evangelize, soul, win souls, tell other people about Jesus Christ. Message, how to be a 5-star Christian, gives those 5 things. Well, here's one more. The Bible specifically says, this is the will of God for you. In everything give thanks. Perhaps you're not thankful because you either don't know about or don't care about the will of God. It should be our desire as Christians to fulfill the will of God. Do you realize if you're doing God's will, you're not sinning? You realize if you're doing God's will, you're pleasing God? You realize if you're doing God's will, it's going to work out God's way? You realize whatever you do that's God's will, God will have His blessing on it. It should be our desire as Christians to constantly do the will of God. Not my will. What was Jesus' prayer even right before the cross? Not my will, but thine be done. It should be the will of God, pardon me, it should be the desire of Christians to constantly do the will of God. Well, how do I know what the will of God is? Well, here's one place where it specifically tells us, in everything, give thanks. This is the will of God. One more place. You're at Thessalonians. Turn to your left to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3. Perhaps you're not thankful because you don't give thanks. Perhaps you're not thankful because you don't know what to be thankful for. Perhaps you're not thankful because you don't know about or don't care about the will of God. Now, Colossians chapter 3, look at verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Right here in three verses, two times, he tells us, be thankful. And he starts with, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Perhaps you're not thankful because you won't let peace rule in your heart. Perhaps you're not thankful. How can peace rule in my heart? Well, verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Preaching and teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Verse 17, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's how you can have, let the peace of God rule in your heart. Listen, you can never be truly thankful if you can't be at peace with your place in God's plan. If you can't agree with Paul when he says, ye are complete in Christ, then you won't be thankful. If you can't agree with what God wants you to do in your life, you'll never be thankful for it. We could give 1,000 examples. Let's say you want to be an Air Force fighter pilot, and God wants you to be a missionary. If you can't be at peace with God's will, you'll never be thankful. Even if you were an Air Force fighter, even if you became an Air Force fighter pilot. I wanted to be a fighter pilot. And I got too tall. I didn't realize they were all short guys to fit in the cockpit. But you can never be truly thankful if you can't be at peace with your place in God's plan. Let the peace of God. Perhaps you're not thankful because you won't let peace rule in your heart. I had a lot more I was going to say there, but I'm going to cut it short. A lot of people nodding off, and that's okay. Let me say this. Thanksgiving, let me just summarize this way. It's okay with me. It's okay. Let me just summarize it this way. Thanksgiving is not a day, but for the Christian, it's a lifestyle. That's what they told me about dieting, but that doesn't work. Thanksgiving is not a day, it's a lifestyle. It should be a lifestyle. Oh, why you're not thankful, or for the pious among you, why you're not thankful enough. Why? God truly has done so much and does so much and will do so much. Why can't we be thankful? Why can't we be thankful? Let's pray. Pastor Mass. Father, thank you, Lord God, for our time in the Word of God this afternoon. Thank you for this entire day. And I just pray, Lord God, that you would help us to be thankful. Father, as we close and dismiss and go our ways, I pray that you would fill our hearts with thanksgiving. Thank you for what you are doing and have done. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's all stand. We'll close this afternoon with the invitation.